This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Anti-racism protests continue around the world, prompted by the killing of George Floyd, the African-American who died in police custody 3 weeks ago in the Midwestern U.S. city of Minneapolis in the state of Minnesota. A march in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this morning was called a prayer and protest march. It and other racial equality demonstrators in the United States continue calling attention to the deaths of two more black men, one who was found hanging from a tree in California. The other was fatally shot by police outside a Wendy's fast food restaurant in the southern city of Atlanta, Georgia. The Atlanta Police Department announced early Sunday a police officer was fired and another was placed on administrative duty following the shooting of Rayshard Brooks. Authorities say Brooks snatched an officer's taser and ran during a struggle. The Atlanta police chief resigned hours later. Atlanta's mayor told reporters she doesn't believe the shooting death of the 27-year-old was justified. The violent clashes in London led to police arresting over 100 people after thousands of self-styled patriots backed by far-right groups gathered in the central part of the city. Television footage showed some agitators throwing punches, bottles, and smoke bombs at officers, as well as scuffling with rival protesters supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. Those assembling said they were there to guard statues and memorials vandalized during recent anti-racism protests sparked by Floyd's killing. Protests turned violent in France Saturday as riot police fired tear gas at some protesters while arresting others during anti-racism rallies in Paris and Nantes, France. The first clashes erupted after 3 hours of peaceful gathering, where rights groups say accusations of brutal treatment by French police of residents of often immigrant background remain largely unaddressed. This is VOA News. All of the protests stem from the May 25th killing of George Floyd, the African-American who died in police custody after a white Minneapolis, Minnesota officer pressed a knee to his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Former police officer Derek Chauvin is one of four charged in the case. He faces 40 years in prison on charges of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter for Floyd's death 3 weeks ago. The Minnesota agency that represents retired public workers says Chauvin is eligible to receive pension benefits during his retirement years, even if he's convicted of killing Floyd. The Minnesota Public Employees and Retirement Association said in a statement, former employees who meet length of service requirements qualify for benefits regardless of whether they quit or are fired. The agency, citing state law, says those payments are not affected by criminal charges or convictions. In his first comments on the situation, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Sunday the U.S. anti-racism protests were a sign of deep crisis in the country. Putin said in a television interview, quote, if this fight for natural rights, legal rights, turns into mayhem and rioting, I see nothing good for the country, end quote. The interview will be broadcast Sunday evening. Globally, more than 430,000 people have died from the coronavirus, and in the United States, that number is more than 115,000. Confirmed infections worldwide stand at more than 7.8 million, and in the U.S., more than 2 million. Brazil has now overtaken the U.K. and has the second highest number of deaths and continues to have the second highest number of infections, followed by Russia, India, and the U.K. China reported its highest daily number of new coronavirus cases in months Sunday, triggering fears of a second wave of infections. The shock resurgence in domestic infections has rattled China, where the disease emerged late last year, but had largely been tamed through severe restrictions on movement that were later emulated across the globe. Of the 57 new cases logged by Chinese authorities, 36 were domestic infections in Beijing, linked to a wholesale food market. Beijing has raced to quash the new outbreak, carrying out mass testing, issuing travel warnings, closing the market, deploying paramilitary police, and putting nearby housing estates under lockdown. Jihadists linked to the Islamic State group killed dozens of people in an assault on a village in northeast Nigeria, local sources said Sunday. Inhabitants told AFP Islamic fighters gunned down 38 people in a raid on Saturday and set a truck ablaze, killing an unknown number of passengers. The United Nations said Sunday armed men have killed two UN peacekeepers in a region of northwestern Mali racked by jihadist violence. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.